Harry hesitated, but he did not see how he could keep what he had done quiet. It was surely only a matter of time before a copy of The Quibbler came to Umbridge's attention. "People have written to me because I gave an interview," said Harry, "about what happened to me last June." For some reason, he glanced up at the staff table as he said this. He had the strangest feeling that Dumbledore had been watching him a second before, but when he looked, Dumbledore seemed to be absorbed in conversation with Professor Flitwick.
"An interview?"
repeated Umbridge, her voice thinner and higher than ever.
"What do you mean?"
"I mean a reporter asked me questions, and I answered them," said Harry. "Here." And he threw the copy of The Quibbler at her. She caught it and stared down at the cover. Her pale, doughy face turned an ugly, patchy violet.
"When did you do this?"
she asked, her voice trembling slightly. "Last Hogsmeade weekend," said Harry. She looked at him, incandescent with rage, the magazine shaking in her stubby fingers.
"There will be no more Hogsmeade trips for you, Mr. Potter," she whispered. "How you dare, how you could."
She took a deep breath.
"I have tried again and again to teach you not to tell lies. The message apparently has still not sunk in. 50 points from Gryffindor and another week's worth of detentions."
She stalked away, clutching the Quibbler to her chest, the eyes of many students following her. By mid-morning, enormous signs had been put up all over the school, not just on house notice boards, but in the corridors and classrooms too. "By order of the High Inquisitor of Hogwarts, any student found in possession of the magazine The Quibbler will be expelled. The above is in accordance with Educational Decree No. 27, signed Dolores Jane Umbridge, High Inquisitor." For some reason, every time Hermione caught sight of one of these signs, she beamed with pleasure. "What exactly are you so happy about?" Harry asked her.
"Oh, Harry, don't you see?" Hermione breathed. "If she could have done one thing to make absolutely sure that every single person in the school will read your interview, it was banning it."
And it seemed that Hermione was quite right. By the end of that day, though Harry had not seen so much as a corner of the Quibbler anywhere in the school, the whole place seemed to be quoting the interview at each other. Harry heard them whispering about it as they queued up outside classes, discussing it over lunch and in the back of lessons, while Hermione even reported that every occupant of the cubicles in the girls' toilets had been talking about it when she nipped in there before Ancient Runes.
"And then they spotted me, and obviously they know I know you, so they were bombarding me with questions," Hermione told Harry, her eyes shining. "And Harry, I think they believed you. I really do. I think you finally got them convinced."
Meanwhile, Professor Umbridge was stalking the school, stopping students at random and demanding that they turn out their books and pockets. Harry knew she was looking for copies of The Quibbler, but the students were several steps ahead of her. The pages carrying Harry's interview had been bewitched to resemble extracts from textbooks if anyone but themselves read it, or else wiped magically blank until they wanted to peruse it again. Soon it seemed that every single person in the school had read it.